Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is our normal healing night, which is Saturday night live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in a few minutes here, so this part of the program, maybe the first 15, 20 minutes when you're on the Lightship, will just be active for the people who are listening live. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel the peace energy. What we're going to do now is bring in some peace energy, and then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here comes peace. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Just know that your spirit is taking your thoughts that you normally have, the monkey mind, you know, the voices in your head will say, whatever talks to you, your dialogue, and they'll drop it into your heart center. If it's entities, they can't go there. But if it's just your own thoughts of mind controlling you, then going into your heart. Here we go. And then you're at peace again. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You should start feeling yourself disconnecting from the objects and things around you now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So when you're in your heart center, there's no more emotions, and then you're in the off state of the timeline reality. You're still in time, but you're turned off, and you're going to experience just being in the now. And now we're going to the light ship, so you need to request one specific healing that you'd like to have. Your healing is between you and the light beam doctors. And on the light ship, you are healed. You're up there physically, just like you're looking just now, and you're being beamed up and down many, many times. And here we go. So I'll count to 5. You're going to feel the light ship putting a tunnel around you of light. And this is the special energy to connect you to the light ship. Here we go. It's like a bubble of energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And everybody listening right now, that's live on the archives, including your animals and pets, are now on the light ship. So we'll first go into a room that's going to help us kind of do like a hormonal balance a little bit here, it looks like. So this will be a special room for that, bringing the energy to help you with this. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going into another room, you can be in a lot of rooms at one time. This next room looks like it has large like blades of grass. They're very, very, very tall, probably like 8-10 feet tall. Each one of these would be a conscious a light being, spirit energy. They manifested in the grass itself. And here we go. Bringing their energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going into another room, and they're showing me the red energy. So this is the red room where we get life force energy brought to us. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, if you're listening to this program on an archive, there's wonderful peace energy coming to you. Going into the orange room for healing. Again, request one healing. Here comes the orange energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're going into the room to help release some toxins that are underneath your skin, more like a lymphatic type of clearing. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, going into another location. And we're going to go into the room where they have the elephant energies. And here comes the elephant energies. 1, two, three, four, and five. And you may even want to get up right now and kind of walk around and just see how your body is doing. Remember, you need to request healing, so get up, maybe take about 10 steps, see how you're doing. And you should be feeling a little bit better right now, everybody. So here we go. Boy, feels pretty good. And if you have any concerns, maybe neck problems, back problems, request healing right now because the females are going to be helping you. And they're also doing like a facial on us. Here we go. And you might feel your face heat up a little bit. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, pour this energy around your face. Work on the neck too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And you may want to wiggle your toes because they're working with your toes also and the bottom of your feet. Here we go. Activate your meridians. There's a special type of, it's like a foot pad with different styles and types of, in a sense, radionic equipment on it. Hard to describe what it's doing, but it's going to help you out. So here we go. Wiggle your toes. You might feel the energy going into the bottom of your feet. Here it comes. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going into the centrifuge room. And this is where they help to help you to eliminate some of your maybe negative programming, addictions, etc. So we wanted to see how successful this is. Maybe you have some junk food around you that you would normally be eating, or maybe a cigarette, or something like that. You might just look at it now and see what your craving is for this particular thing. Might even be a piece of chocolate cake or something. So look at it right now, and we're going to help to eliminate an addiction that you could have of this here. Remember, it's up to you to request. The light will never do anything without you acknowledging what you'd like to have happen. So they see you in pure divine perfection. And what you have brought forth in your life is perfectly fine, and that's what you wish to experience. Light never judges you, but you have to judge yourself to have a healing. So here we go. Look at an addiction that you might have right now, and we're going to take that away from you, at least part of that craving. So one, the room is spinning, and if you're able to sense energy and see it, you're going to see like a cloud leave your body. It could be anywhere on your body because your cells hold that consciousness. So it's somehow attached to you somewhere in your cellular memory system, and it'll be leaving your body. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And let's go into the room where they have the kangaroos and the koala bears. And I'd like to land down under here, and they'll come forth. There's three of each one of these here coming to us. Request your healing. Remember, on the light ship, they do have spirits that wish to manifest into our type of life forms that are here. This is why all these sound like, gee, these are only from the Earth. But I'll increase their energy. So here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And just to show you a difference here of a different type of life form, that's from the planets of light, universe of light, I'm going to bring to you a group of rocks, and these rocks actually have legs, and they walk, and they have arms. So it might be like a cartoon character as we would portray them down here, but they're actually conscious beings, and somewhere out in the universe of light, they do live. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five, and request your healing because they will help you out as much as they can do. Going into another location, and we'll go into the room that has Mother Mary's energy. This is where she resides. This is her spirit energy. Down here she came in as Mother Mary, the spirit in this physical body. And here comes her energy. You might actually have the fragrance of roses or some type of flower essence appear in your room. This happens quite often for people. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie doke. And remember, and the healings basically, it's your belief system that is going to be working with you on healings, your genetic predisposition. What's actually doing the healing for you, it's all working through your spirit. So your faith is how much faith you have in your spirit to help you. Remember, the light ship strictly works through your spirit. On the light ship, you're actually having your spirit materialize fully and completely because you don't have it all here down in this earth plane. So you have to have a materialized, a copy of it up there, and they just take your blueprint of your spirit and bring it forth to heal your body completely. And if the healings don't work down here, it's only because of the densities that are inside of your body, all these invisible energetic bodies that we have that store judgments, and they come back into play each time you get beamed up and down. So as you go up, you're healed. As you come down, if you have judgments associated with these bodies, then the judgment can, like it did before, it gave you your problem, and it can give it back to you again. So here we go, everybody. Let's go into the room that has the unicorns. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one more final room. We'll go into the room with white light energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So we're thanking all the different doctor teams now for working with us this evening. Like I said previously, the healers are between you and the light beam doctors. And we're getting ready to come down, so you're giving your thanks, and you're having a consultation with them. Remember, you're in no time whatsoever right now. You might feel that the energy around you is like you don't really belong here. You're just observing right now completely because you are out of time. When you get brought back here, you're going to be where there is time, but time has stopped. Momentarily until you choose, or they choose, the aliens choose to put you back into the time-based reality. So here we go. Coming back down, I'll count to five to do so. And then you're going to feel the light ship disconnect the energy from you as you're brought back here. One, two, three, four, and five. Only by three, they disconnect the link. So hopefully you all had a wonderful healing experience. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm out here. Thank you so much and welcome, everybody. We've got lots of people chatting away on the fast chat. I'll just read a few comments for you, Ron, that people have been typing in while you've been taking us through all the rooms. Dan is saying he's feeling very crisp, clean, clear energy flow in my body now. Thank you. And Bonnie, let's see, I'm popping around a few pages here. Bonnie was saying wonderful throat energy for my thyroid. Feel it, Ron. Thank you. And Annika is saying she feels very good and she loves the energy. And she's mentioning that she loves the rocks. And Chia, I guess, is seeing pink energy. And Janice says, cool walking rocks. And such wonderful peace is present, says Lisa. And I think, a very big release of stiffness in Annika's neck, she says. Feels like a really strong removal, so that's great. So, let's see. So we've had a couple of questions just from, I think, around the time we first went up or just before you took us up, Ron, and a few people have been commenting on the strange clouds that we're having in Southern California today. We have had quite a few big, puffy, and strange storm clouds, and I've been hearing flash flood warnings and stuff. We've been having just blue skies for weeks and weeks and weeks, so we're having some strange clouds. So I was wondering if when that's going on, although it isn't a solid cover, does it help to do the gray skies clearing, or would that not really be appropriate for the kind of clouds that we're having?
Yeah, I think the gray sky will always work. It just depends, what's hovering inside of those clouds. So I would try the gray sky ones and maybe even the satellite clearing, because they could be beaming things to you. Remember, there's no natural disasters here. All the disasters that we have with, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, forest fires, earthquakes, these are all caused by the aliens manipulating things. And it could also be done by other people doing these things with alien technology, but the bottom line is it's still, the aliens have their finger in it. Some people don't want other people to live in peace, too. So the bottom line is anything that happens here that causes harm on this planet is the common denominator is alien intervention. And they're here intervening, taking away our free will, unfortunately, and wanting us to suffer. That's what they live on is our emotional energies. So the more emotionally upset you get, the more they're going to be connecting to you. This is why it's so nice to do the timeline crashing. So if you haven't been doing those and you haven't seen the clouds in your town change, it's a good way to actually see what's happening is to do maybe a week's worth of timeline crashing. And with that, you put in an emotional issue that you're dealing with. It's always best at first to do your holotime emotional clearing because your emotions in this lifetime is how the aliens are abducting you. And so they know what your emotional situation is. They will push your emotional buttons, working through other people, even through clones, and they want to get your energy, steal the energy from you. So if you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, normally a lot of those buttons are released. And then from there, you can start over again with your life and feel much better. But if you still have problems, which everybody, will have problems off and on in their life, then you can start doing the timeline crashing, and that will help you to get back into center. If you don't do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, then it's like having a Band-Aid, and you're just clearing an incident, an emotional incident that you're dealing with, but you haven't got rid of the whole lifetime problem. Remember, you're just cutting off like the flower that's on the vine. You need to get the roots out. This is why you have the whole lifetime emotional clearing. But the timeline crash will still help you, and it will help maybe millions of other people who are abducted on the same timeline as you. Remember, you're all sharing the same script, the same movie. You're just in different locations on it. and it all depends how much in time and what time sequence they're using. Are you a couple milliseconds behind somebody else? Are you, way back or way ahead? But whenever you do a timeline crash, then you're eliminating the timeline. You're eliminating that movie, and everybody on it gets taken off of it. That's the nice thing, and the alien races are terminated. So this is why you probably have seen a large change in the last maybe, 6 months or so with the way people are acting because of everybody doing the timeline crashing. So it's very, very good, and you can help out humanity that way. Everybody on the planet did timeline crashings. We probably have no aliens here because they would not be able to abduct anybody because your timelines, which is how they connect to you, the abduction process is on a timeline, just like when you have dreams. Then all of a sudden, if they're gone, then there's no more aliens, no more timelines. We could be in peace here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we've had quite a few people commenting on the first chat throughout the show that they're feeling very tired and exhausted. And so Kathy is requesting a clearing for overtired exhaustion. So I don't know if that would be a timeline crash would be the best for that or just a... you clearing the energy from us now? I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll first do a timeline crash. So for people who are new, they can experience that. Now, remember, some timeline crashes take only a couple of minutes. Some could take an hour and a half. It all depends how far out in the beyondo in time this timeline is. Remember, we're dealing with aliens and their time. So, it could take a while. In light, true light, there's no such thing as time, so everything is eliminated instantly. But when they deal with the timeline, they have to move through the time to find the people who are attached to the timeline in time. So I think you can understand that. So that's why it takes time to do a timeline crash. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to do this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. What I'm seeing has happened to a lot of you is that working with the timelines, the aliens have taken the timeline, just like we do the magnetic and twisted bodies, and they have turned the timeline. So they put the timeline out of phase to source energy. That's why you're probably feeling tired. So I'm going to correct that right now. I'll count to 5 to do so. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you should be in alignment with the light to see if your energy comes back instantly here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So the one, are you saying the timelines that we've been crashing they're doing something with, or the ones that remain?
It's the remaining ones, so they can change the phase angle on it, okay? And by doing so, you're not exactly going to be in sync with source energy, which could make you tired because your spirit is connected to source energy. Not a lot of it is because a lot of those links are severed, but it still carries light. But when they change the angle of how your spirit integrates with your body, then at that point, because your spirit is light, so when the light cannot come into your body because it's separate and it's turned, then you can have a problem. That's why we do the magnetic twisted body clearing.
Yeah.
So it's just going a little further with it, with your spirit and the body connection. So we'll see what they have on the fast chat here. If anybody wants to comment if they feel. I would guess you'd probably feel about 3 times more energy right now from what you had before.
Yeah, I feel like I had a flush of heat go yeah. down me, up my neck, over my face and chest and arms and stuff, like a wave of heat when you did it.
So, you know, okay. the bottom line is people always ask me, they say, why are the aliens doing this to us? You know, is there any friendly aliens? That's the first thing. You know, they say, I've heard people talking about the good aliens and they're helping us out with our spiritual reality. Well, there's no such thing as spiritual reality. Everything is perfect and the light. Light doesn't judge anything. There's no way to have a spiritual reality because you're living life in the moment. So it's, everything is, to me, kind of strange that people talk about different things. They have to confuse the issue by bringing forth a lot of words that deal with emotions to put people into a belief system. But just know that the light is always there. You're part of the light, but you're kind of stuck down here. And you're stuck here only because the darkness, the aliens wanted you to stay, so they captured you at each ascension point. And that's basically it. Normally, if you're in the universe of light, when you choose to have the physical body which you have brought to life with your spirit, okay, when you choose to have that no longer live, then it's a blueprint. You just turn it off, turn it into a blueprint, and then you go to somewhere else. And it's all free choice. You could have some life form live for a couple of days, we'll say. If you want to talk about time reality, which is how we can only relate to things, or it could live forever. It's up to you what you want to do with that life form. But here, somehow, you get stuck on the reincarnation process because the dark side wants to hold you here. So there's no divine right order, no divine right timing. Everything is in the now, in true light. Everything else that people talk about, if it deals with the spiritual hierarchy, which is the darkness energies of the Galactic Federation and the Space Brothers and everything else, that's all darkness, because if these beings actually were in true light, then they could never channel, because they would understand that they can't channel because we have words here. And words are tied into emotions. Every word has an emotional impact on it, along with the coding of information with each letter. And then you have a word made up of something. So once you start to realize that, then you can see where all the false teachings came from, and maybe the false prophets or whatever. And you can realize that this is the reason why humanity is the way it is, because the teachings here are so messed up, and they sound great emotionally, but they don't work. They work great for the non-light, the light of the darkness, but they don't work for the light, because the light has no rules. Light does not judge anything. So people, like I said, they ask me, where's the good aliens? I said, well, if they were good, they, you know, how could they even understand what we're going through here? Because they would be in the light. And if they're in the light, then they can't judge. So the ones that are judging are not in the light. And they can give lip service, but where are they to help us out? So that's where we are. So they're in the same process. They're still stuck on the reincarnation loop because they're in darkness too. They might have a little more consciousness than what we have here, possibly. But, you know, is their race going to want to have suffering like we have here? That's the bottom line. So remember, as above, so below. Now, if they're so much more advanced than we are, then why aren't they helping us? Because they're mind-controlled, and they're probably told not to help us because they're under that same premise of mind control like we are, but they can give good lip service. So back to you, Carrie. So that's my take on aliens coming to help us here. Don't hold your breath.
Right. Okay, so I had a question sent to me earlier that's not on the fast chat that I'm going to just ask you, Ron, and then we'll get back to the fast chat questions. But it's from someone who is a mother who is feeling that they're being overly worried about their kids, and if they're yelling and playing loudly and stuff, it makes them jump every time. And so she's wondering if this could possibly be some kind of program that's for parents, or a program that's perhaps just on her, if you're overly anxious about your kids.
Remember, everything deals with past life, so you probably have a pattern deeply ingrained in you. about that, and then the alien is just activated through your DNA. It probably came forth through your natal chart. And from there, the, remember, the children mirror back to you the energy from, you know, to kind of balance out. Your children are actually more like your parents than they would be of you. And so they're mirroring back to you, typically, what you did to your parents. So you could wake up, and that's kind of the way a lot of these things actually work and function. It's not always true, but that's normally the case. So if you're older, you may not have ever even known your grandparents, possibly. So you don't know what role they had played with your parents, but you might hear your parents talking about them. So the main thing is yeah, it's very possible that it's the mind control. If they have a problem that they're acting out, if it's not entities, we'll just say it's not entities, okay? And what they're acting out is actually stored inside of you. So then what you want to do is say, hey, these children are driving me crazy. Now, what's inside of me driving me crazy? Because they're just bringing forth an energy. It actually is to help you, even though it may not look that way, but you can help yourself by releasing that energy. And then you want to release it out of your children. So they're kind of doing you a favor, in a sense, because the energy that you're reacting to, remember, when you're at peace, you don't react, and everything is perfect. But you only respond and react to situations of judgment. And all of a sudden, that's how you get your buttons pushed. So you might look, you know, pretty deep at that situation and see about maybe what time, age, will say that happened to you, because history repeats itself, and this could be, you know, something that could be from your childhood, and it just became dormant, and then it got activated again. But basically, if it's that strong and you have a lot of energy on it, then that means that it's a very, very hard and deeply ingrained block, and the children are now acting it out to help you. Unfortunately. So it's not. I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't discipline the children or something. I'm just saying that this energy is coming forth because it's going to maybe eventually destroy you some way energetically. Because, so it'll be like a lifelong pattern. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I guess the generational clearings would be the ones to do if that were the situation. And then could it just be a program that's been placed on you that's not actually in your DNA, like some kind of robotic-type program or any of the other types of programs that we get put on us that are a little separate from our genetic history?
Yeah, that's another possibility, too.
Clearing that, where would you go?
Boy. Let me just try a sample here of the robotic clearing for everybody and just see if this helps you. Normally I just do body energies. I don't know how to really interface that, with that emotion.
Anxiety or fear of danger for your children, a program that makes you fearful that something might happen to your kids.
Okay. So let's look at that as a robotic program making you respond and react according to what your children are doing, and it makes you uneasy because you probably want to watch them all the time.
Yeah.
Check them, okay. So we're going to take away that robotic program. Here we go. And just see if you feel more at peace. And if your children are awake, see if they calm down. They might be sleeping by this time, but we'll see. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, getting dizzy here, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay, just see how that's affecting you you know, everybody listening here, because it will take away some of that programming. Normally what I do is the body. So I'll just do a scenario here for people that maybe have a knee problem and your knees are being controlled robotically, making you do things, maybe even making you have accidents to hurt your knees. So this is a robotic program that's attached to your body, and you have really no control over it because it's like having, you know, a puppet with a marionette, and you're the puppet. Here we go. Work with your knees. So I'll use the word stronger to take away the program. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, why don't you just get up and kind of move your knees a little bit, do a little bit of walking possibly, and see if you have a better control of your knees. You know, they might feel lighter. Maybe you had a problem where maybe one knee was stiff or something, and now it has some more fluid mobility into it. So just see how you're doing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, that was very interesting what you did about the robotic clearing for the fear that something's going to happen to your kids, because I felt that all over my face, and I don't have kids. So that's really weird. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah. Well, it's in there someplace. Just didn't pop up yet.
Yeah, I guess it was sitting there waiting in case I had kids or something.
Yeah, very possible, yeah.
I had a mother who was extremely fearful of stuff happening to me and my brother, so maybe it's left over somehow or connected somehow to her fear, being raised by someone who had that fear strongly.
Yep, so if your mother never cleared it, you got it you know, the same intensity as her, probably, just that it's not being brought forth because you don't have any children.
Right, yeah. Yep. Well, she definitely didn't clear it, that I know, because she still has it. So, let's see. So I'm jumping over to a question that kind of ties in with this fear, because I'm thinking also people could be on other timelines with their children where something bad may be happening to them, and perhaps I have children on another timeline, you know, maybe, I don't know. But Shannon is asking, so do people in my dreams, do the people in her dreams, are they on the same timeline with her, the people she's dreaming about?
Yeah, they're on it. Definitely they're on that timeline.
Yep.
And they could be experiencing your timeline because they're in your dreams. You could be in their timeline having a whole different set of dreams. But you don't know about it because a different, you know, maybe a different alien race is also on the same timeline doing this here. So, yeah, they do a lot of things on the timelines. So that is correct.
Okay. All right. So there was a question from New, and New is asking, it's about the natal barcode clearing, Ron, and they're saying, do you clear your birth month using the numbers or the words, spelling out the words? Which way do you clear them?
I use everything you can think of.
Yeah, I did both. I would do both. Do the word and do the number. Do it each way. Since we use both ways, you know, that's the best thing to do. Alice has a question. And she's asking, if you can't read someone, does that mean they're a clone?
Okay. So I'll look at this differently. So let's say that you are a psychic reader, we'll say. You're very good at what you're doing. And all of a sudden, you find somebody that just can't be read. Typically, I would say for the regular person, that would be correct because you're not getting into their energetic system as a human to human. Remember, you're reading typically emotions. So you're reading the emotional body. So clones don't have emotional bodies. So you wouldn't be able to read them. So that's kind of how readings work. Readings go according to your natal chart. And what's in the natal chart? It's how you're going to be expressing your life on this planet from the day that you're born till the day that you decide, we'll say, to leave, unless you commit suicide. And that probably is not in your natal chart typically. But aside from that, they're bringing forth in your natal chart emotions that you're going to be experiencing. And that's why you have a natal chart, so they can tug on your emotions with different events and situations. And sometimes the energies throughout your life can be very easy. You know, you can breeze through life, and then all of a sudden it may even get hard. And you wonder, gee, what happened? It was easier before a year ago. Now it's kind of difficult. And then maybe it gets easier again. So that's all according to your natal chart and how they're manipulating the energy around you. Typically, on the natal chart, that's all that you have. And they may not normally look at you, you know, once you have it cleared. Some people do get looked at. But typically, once you clear it out, remember that this is put in place when you're born. So they're just going to be putting programs on. Remember, what you are here is a program. You have to remember that. Just like a computer, they run programs into you. This is why there's ship clouds up there. Why you have flat-bottom clouds. Why you want to do, you know, the gray sky clearing to get rid of these things. Because they're giving you more programs. So you don't want to have programs. You want to be able to live in the now, not being controlled by mind control and the controlling programs that they activate and control your mind with. This is your mind chatter. This is why when you drop that energy into your heart, all of a sudden you become peaceful, because those energies really cannot come into your heart. What you have left is the dialogue between the, you know, maybe your spirit and you, or if you may have a dialogue with your body itself, and maybe your spirit. So you have to look at it on how you're being controlled here. But yeah, the natal chart normally is what's given to you, because that has all of your programs on it. And, you know, are you an older type of, you know, operating system or a younger one? Because they will have different programs as society changes, and as they conform to new mind control patterns. And this is how the aliens are working. Remember, everything works in time. Now, if you could somehow go back in time and change your reality, then you could probably have a better life, at least maybe use hindsight to control things. This is what is sort of being used for people on the billboard clearing. You can go in and use the dark side program, or it's just a program, and just think of somebody out there typing on a keyboard and putting that information on your billboard. So you can go into yourself and change it, and then find out what other people are adding to it and what the aliens have put on there too. So you're able to input what you want to be right now. It's just a program. Remember, just think of it as having a keyboard in front of you and you're changing it. And you're just changing the way it works. You're using a dark side program that you're able to interface with it, with the light, and change it the way you want it to be. Most people are unaware of that. That's what you get when you have a psychic reading. They read your billboard. And you want to know who's coming into your life? Well, what's on your billboard? You know, a lot of people want to know about money and love affairs. That's the main two questions that people have. And maybe how to get a job. And the reader will just read the psychic billboard and say, yeah, I see something coming to you in the future. And that's because the billboard works in the future. And that's just the way it is. So you can change that. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have another timeline question from Pete, and then a request for another crash for tiredness from Marianne. Pete's asking, when we do the timeline crashing, obviously we're putting our name in the clearing, you know, we're doing the clearing, but when we crash a timeline, everybody else on that timeline also gets off it. but Pete is wondering if there's anything we can do to prevent everybody else from getting onto another timeline.
Mm. Well, you could probably be on 1,000 timelines of different alien races. So each time you crash one, you know, you're freeing yourself up. So as far as being bounced from one to another, that gets to be more difficult. Typically, when you come off of it, you're brought back here almost all the time. If you're not, then when you do the space-time crash, remember you have time and you have space. And the space is where you go to if you don't come back here. Then you're lost in space. I think that's kind of a lyric of a song. A generation lost in space. Wasn't that part of the words there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be talking about taking drugs, I guess, being lost in space, but it conforms to the alien philosophy that they want you lost in space so they can grab you. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm kind of going with the timeline questions right now. They're popping up. We've got some other questions we'll try and get to. We have about 10 minutes left of the show. So let's see. Anita is saying that she's had a dream where she gave birth, but she doesn't have kids on this timeline in her life now. And does that mean that she has a child on a different timeline, even though she's not seen the child in dreams again?
Oh, yeah. Very possibly.
Interesting.
In fact, yeah, I was working with one lady. In fact, I work with many, many women who have actual alien children. And so once I know about that, then I can actually take them to the location where the children are, and they may have a visitation that way to see them. So that's kind of rewarding for some people to actually know, or at least to see their children or to sense them. It depends how intuitive the person is. I remember one lady probably 30 years ago was doing that for you know, she started to see him, like, set up an appointment every 3 months to check him out. And somehow they were able to have their silhouettes come into her bedroom.
Wow.
So who, you know, what race it was, I don't remember. It's been so long ago. But, yeah, I would say that would be true, Anita, about that. If you do have a dream about having children, giving birth or something, more than likely, that has happened. Remember, almost all women here have had their eggs stolen for experimentation or just, you know, having a hybrid of you somewhere else. So that happens all the time. Just that it's not that normally talked about because it would be too scary for everybody to understand that. Because what would you do about it? And but that is probably more than that. The same with men, too, with their sperm being taken. So remember, you're out of time. You don't know what they're doing to you. And a typical scenario is a woman will feel pregnant for maybe the first month and a half, and then all of a sudden all the little symptoms go away, and they wonder, gee, you know, what's going on here? I thought that I may have been pregnant, but I'm not. That's because they extracted the child. And, you know, the fetus. And that happens a lot. You know, it's not an uncommon thing. So that's the situation here. So, yeah, if you do have a dream of having children, more than likely they do exist. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then perhaps they could also be just clones of us living on another timeline as a human with perhaps not an alien, you know, alien genetic part to it.
That's think so. I'd have to really think on that one, but I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because the clones normally are brought forth here because you're not here. So you could possibly have a clone body of you having children here, and you're out in the Beyondo living a life, and all your neighbors and friends, and maybe if you're a woman, your husband would just think that you're a little different, a little odd. Maybe you lost part of your memory or something. Because a clone, you know, can interface pretty well but they might look a little bit different or act a little oddly. And then eventually they'll kind of learn how to live here more often, you know, as being a regular routine for them. Remember, they're running like a robotic program of how to live here, but they can always stop time. So if the pawn makes a mistake, that, you know, on doing something. Let's just say hypothetically that there's a clone of you here, and you know, the clone is maybe has a cutting board and they're chopping up some vegetables, and the clone cuts his finger off, okay, because it made a mistake. Didn't quite know how to work with the knife. Well, the dark side, the aliens can just stop time, and if anybody's around, they can just kind of like rewind the tape, the movie film, okay? They can stop time, put in another clone. You know, maybe it might take them, let's say, a couple hours to do everything properly. But remember, time is frozen, and it's frozen for whatever you're doing, including your TV program or the music that you're listening to. Everything is just now stopped. And then they can put a new clone up with a brand new finger. Make sure that they're in the right position. Maybe the clone was talking to you. Get that conversation going, and then all of a sudden they push the go button, and everything materializes, and you're hearing your music, and the clone's talking to you, but they don't make the mistake twice. So that could be what can happen, too. So, yeah, a clone can, you know, be here. So if you do find that your mate is acting a little strange at times, and maybe they kind of forgot what they were talking about, or, you know, maybe let's just say that you're, if you're married, we'll say, or, you know, have a live-in person with you, and you say, gee, you know, please don't, you know, put my shoes underneath the bed. You know, I want them in the hallway. And all of a sudden, one night, they put them under the bed, because it's a routine they did maybe 2 years ago as being a clone, okay? And the clone came back. So the clone has a memory of 2 years ago. And you go, wow, this is really strange. He hasn't done this for 2 years, or she hasn't done this for 2 years. Now she's doing this. What's going on here? And then you tell the clone, who you know, who you think is the real person, not to do that. Now all of a sudden you reactivated a new program, and the program will conform to what you're talking about. Now the clone will say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you know, I just made a mistake. You know, I was kind of like daydreaming, you know, and go on and on. And all of a sudden, you know, it's all okay, and you don't think anything of it because it won't probably happen again because the new program is in place. So that's kind of how you can detect a clone. And also kind of look at their mannerisms. Maybe all of a sudden they don't like a certain food. You know, maybe you cook something very special for the real person, and the clone doesn't know what it is, and you serve it to them, and they go, you know, what did you, and they say, what did you serve me? And you go, well, you loved this thing, you know, last 2 weeks ago, you know, I made it special. And you really liked it. And the clown goes, oh, okay, I got to acquire a new taste for this. And so then it'll eat it and say, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. And so anyway, the more you find out about these things, believe me, the mystery of life here is taken out. Because now you know what's going on. Otherwise, it's a big mystery, and you think you're being kind of, you know, mind messed over. There's other words I can use on it there. But anyway, so, you know, you really understand people more, that it may not be the person that you talked with 2 seconds ago or maybe even last week. So the clone all of a sudden got dropped in as they froze time and wanted to do things. So, Carrie, how's our time doing?
I have 58. I don't know if we can go a couple more minutes because I think we came on kind of late today. I'm not sure. And I think usually there's no show after us on Saturday.
Yeah.
So
I think there might be a show. So
Might be a show? Okay.
Yeah, maybe Don can come in briefly and let me know if there's a show or not. But
okay, we'll wait for that for a sec.
Hey, if we can go a little bit longer then, that'd be fine. Thank you,
Don. Okay.
So, what's the question?
Well, there's a good question from Shannon from something that many people experience on and off. She's saying, my mind won't shut up. How can I quiet the chatterbox mind besides the mind-to-heart drop? What other ways can she deal with that, Ron?
I would suggest doing the mind loop one clearing. Mm-hmm. The mind loop one normally brings up issues, and it beats you up with those issues. You know, it could be something like, you know, once a month you get your phone bill when you look at it and you don't like it for some reason. But every time that phone bill comes in, it sets off a pattern, which is mind looping, and it brings forth all the past phone bills that you had, which might make you frustrated or something for whatever reason, but you might want to do the mind loop one clearing. That can clear you out of consecutive, continuous mind chatter, and it is like a mind loop where you have a conscious thought. You know, I gave an example when I was back in New York. I'll do it again here. It might be kind of old for some people, but I went to a hardware store, wanted to buy something. I went down the aisle, asked the gentleman who was putting stock away where this thing was. He goes, "It's over here," and I got it. I said, "Thank you," and he goes, "Well, you know, like drive safe or something, you know." I go, "Okay, great, it was great, you know." Well, then I went to pay for it and wanted to get something else, went to the same aisle, and because I knew where it was this time, you know, because I looked at all the stuff in the boxes and got it. And he says the exact same phrase, same body stance, just like a robot. You know, he could have been a robot and I could have pushed the button, and that's what he was. He didn't really, I go, "Wow, this is really weird," you know. Same, you know, inflection, everything else is identical. So anyway, that's, you know, what happens. So if you're having a situation where your mind won't stop, you might try the mind loop one clearing. So I don't know what else to do. If anybody else has any ideas, you might want to go on a fast chat with that. But the mind loop one is designed for that. Where you have the same continuous thoughts bugging you all the time. Can't get out of your own head.
And also the whole life mental clearing would be a good one.
Yeah, that one too, yes. Huh?
And then if you get the unlimited and you hop on each day, however many times a day you'd like, and clear out the energy that you're generating. So I have 10:01, Ron. Are we able to go on or should we get off?
Yeah, we can go on for maybe 5 minutes. I just thought we could go on a little bit longer, so that'll be fine.
Okay.
I will have to honor the people back east because it's, you know, after 1 o'clock now. So we can maybe get one or two questions and we'll end the show.
Okay. I'm looking back a page then, and I know there was somebody that was just asking for a little update on what the soldiers from the future, I guess they were in the past and they went to the future and then they came back to our present. Just wondering what they're up to, how they're doing.
No information right now.
Okay.
I do get something briefly, maybe like once a week or so, but nothing's really changed. I know that they're still battling the aliens, okay? So that's all
okay.
I can tell you. As far as what's happening, you know, strategically or anything else, I don't have a clue. They'll normally come to me if they need help, and so far everything seems to be going, I guess, okay. I don't look, I don't watch, so only if they need me to do something.
Right. Okay.
What I can say is I believe that they went back and got, you know, a lot of the primitive type of warriors out there. Doing things, you know, people that were like traveling on horseback or on foot, conquering different things.
Wow.
Was it Genghis Khan? Is that one of them?
Uh-huh. Well, he was a very brutal leader.
Yeah, I think they enlisted all of his people also.
Wow.
And remember, they can go back in time. Remember, they have the technology to go back in time
right. And
get somebody from a different time space and shoot them into the future. So that's what I was saying initially, you know, when they were getting the people from World War One, who didn't really have a clue what's happening, and all they have is, you know, even the Civil War, you know, and they don't know what an automatic rifle is typically, or, you know, anything that's high-tech. So they just teach them, and then they put them back into that slot where they left. Remember, they just stop time, abduct them, just like the aliens do, and re-educate them. And then when they get done with their mission, whatever that would be, they do like a mind swipe on them. They, you know, everything is blanked out what they did, and they're right back, you know, a millisecond from whatever they were doing, and then they go on with that particular lifetime of whatever is going to happen to them. So that's what's happening.
Okay,
so
great.
It is a lot of, and so most of these people are male, so I would probably venture to say that most of the males on this planet that have lived are probably basically, if they were involved in a war at a certain time, they're probably all there now fighting. Because if they need to get an organization, a group of men together to do this, okay? And they're all under that premise. So that's kind of where we are. And I don't know what the update would be or anything else. All I know is that they're still battling. And that's probably why you're also feeling a change in energies here on this planet. And you might be feeling that it's getting a little bit better. But because there's less alien ships, these ship clouds up above your heads, beaming down energy to you. So if you're new to the program, just look outside in your skies. You know, I'm not talking about chemtrails. I'm just talking about the flat bottom clouds. And you're going to see them around. When you grew up, if you're older, you know about the cotton ball type clouds that look very peaceful, very, very loving. And the ones that are flat bottomed are the alien ships, and the clouds somehow form around those alien spaceships. And it's just one of those things. And they're just outside of our visual sight dimension here, so we can't see them, but we can see the clouds. That's the giveaway. That's what we have on the website, the gray sky clearing, because the gray skies are the way that they can really mess us up so they don't have the clouds around the ships, because the cloud will form automatically. They'll just blank the whole sky out and make it gray. So it doesn't matter what the cloud is doing. Now it's a gray sky, so they're like painting it, lit the gray sky up there. And the other one is the satellite clearing. The satellite clearing, and these are both two on the website that are free, I believe, and the satellite clearing is one that they transmit to you from the beyond someplace, because they have your spirit frequency, they have your natal code energy, and they can hook onto that vibratory rate of whatever and whoever you are, and transmit energies to you. And a lot of times they can harm you, and they normally hit the head. But they'll do a clearing right now. I'll do a satellite clearing. So I want you just to try to just stay even and calm and see if your thought patterns change right now, okay, as I do the satellite clearing. A lot of times they'll try to numb our brains out. Here we go. So, and numb us out consciously. So this will be a way to get some of these energies off of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just think a thought now and just see if it feels a little different. Maybe a little more awake. Maybe you can see better physically. Maybe see more colors. Maybe you felt a glitch where you got changed in time, getting shifted from one timeline to another. You know, so that's what that clearing is there to do, is to get rid of the alien transmissions to you from the beyond. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. So I've got 10:08 now.
Yeah, well, we should probably end the show then.
Okay.
So our next wonderful BBS program will be at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern on Monday. And we just sent out emails for our 8-hour marathon, 28 hours of healing. So you can do a Saturday call plus three back-to-back Sundays, 8 hours apiece, and we'll be getting rid of the alien life forms that live inside of your body. These are invisible energetic life forms. You can go to the website, if you wish, creationlightship.com. Go to the very top. There's a drop-down box there. It's one that has the radio programs on it. And from there, you can sample two of the older BBS shows. I can't recall the dates. I think one is maybe 08. One might be 07. So it's been quite a while. And just listen to us clearing out these different aliens that are attached inside of you. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And hopefully you had some wonderful healings tonight. So thank you, Carrie, and blessings to everybody. I'll hold the peace energy for the next hour with the light being on your monitor screen. So do bring it up. And basically, we'll say straight up on the hour, the light being will shut off the energy. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings, and have a good evening. Night, everybody.